That is worth my time. Oh.
And I feel like people need to search. Go search funny bird names because people are going to be like, Ryan, are you serious? Yeah, you just it made pops that up.
Welcome to You, Me, and Frivolity, a fill-in-the-blank podcast to help you unwind from the serious things of life. Featuring Bethany Palmer and Ryan Hawks. This episode is called Girthy Legs and Bush Tits.
When did the bird phobia start? Where did this all come from?
So I remember, like, I still vividly remember this. So when I was younger, I was probably like 7 or 8, and our aunt had chickens. And I would have to walk past the cage, you know, between the field, because I would go on a morning walk barefoot both ways uphill.
There's like some stickers through there too sometimes. Like,
yeah, you had to stay on the path. But the chickens stressed me out. Like, I think almost to the point of not eating eggs.
Really?
At one point in my life, yeah. And wow. So I had a dream one night when I was a small child that those chickens were pecking me to death.
Oh, my heck.
Yeah.
Oh, my heck.
Thing. Like,
dang.
I have since progressed to like this new level of hope with chickens.
Yeah.
Like
you'll eat chicken?
Have you
always
chicken.
Been able to eat chicken?
Yeah, but it kind of grossed me out. Like, I had... Yeah, that's a whole different story. So, and then I developed this fear of seagulls.
I remember the fear of seagulls. Like, I remember you freaking out and I thought it was hilarious, but I didn't know at the time that it was probably not hilarious for you.
So I believe it's called ornithophobia.
I think
which is the
I've
fear
that,
of
yeah.
birds.
Ornithophobia.
Like, it literally can cause heart rate to increase, palpitations, nausea, all of them. Bring it. Like, that is me right now talking about it.
Do you feel in it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay.
We need to do some grounding exercises for a minute.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, they say, oh, let's give her the placebo effect
yeah.
and see if it works. At yeah. one point, I think I was like 16 or 17, my mom... Da-da, the witch doctor, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know that song?
Yeah.
She provided her with these special drops. I'm dead serious. She comes home from the voodoo doctor with witch drops for
witch
under my
juices.
Tongue.
Mm.
Yeah. It was to cure the bird of the fear of birds.
Wow.
And I, no joke, 10 drops a day for like 2 weeks, cured.
Really?
I don't like seagulls, but I can handle it. Like, if they were coming at me in a big, huge swarm, I think I would literally lose my mind. But, you
well,
know, I'm not going to be walking around
would.
With no flipping pieces of bread or sandwiches at a park, throwing them around, trying to see who can get eaten. Because
yeah.
there's pictures circulating. You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There is.
Like, of people being eaten?
No, of me in a park with family.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen one of those.
Yes, you have. And I'm like crying, begging and pleading to not die.
Oh.
Yeah, but now I'm fine.
Well, how did you, why? Like what? How
those
did you finally get to that point?
Drops probably just cured me.
Just the drops did it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I still have like a really... scary thing with seagulls. Like, I don't want them around me. I'm okay if they're somewhere else. But, like, I hate peacocks. I still don't like chickens, but working on the reservation, they get very close to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go ahead and try it. And so I think they know that I will dominate.
Yeah.
And so they just, like, what is the word? Taunt me.
Yeah, they're just
they
like...
literally do. They're like looking at me and they get close to me and I'm like, don't. And I also hate geese and goose and gooses.
All the geesin.
All the geesin around. Yeah, it's a thing. It stresses me out. And so the other day, me and Chloe, no good deed goes unpunished.
Absolutely.
We were headed down to a baptism, right?
Yeah.
I'm driving, minding my own business. Wham! Some stupid bird ran right into my grill, man. Oh my gosh, it was so gross. And Chloe's like, Mom, guess what? I was like, don't talk about it.
I don't want to know. Don't want to know.
It made me sick. I saw it coming right for the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, the grill is one thing. Trish and I, years ago, were driving back from like Ephraim or something. I think we had like dropped the kids off and we were going to go, you know, on a date or something like that. And we're driving and we're listening to some music. And I still remember the song. It's that Selena Gomez one from years ago. It's like, na 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 na. You know that one?
Yeah.
And suddenly, like mid song, this mid lyric, this bird whacks into the windshield.
Okay.
And it was like full bore windshield. That bird did not make it because half of it was still on the windshield right there. Like it was, you know how bugs will do that and get all over? This was a bird, and it was bad news bear. Like it was disgusting.
One of my favorite stories my kids like to tell. So now what? You're afraid? Because I'm also afraid.
Well, I'm afraid, but then that anytime I think of Selena Gomez, I just think of like that bird splat on my windshield. I can't think of, yeah, I can't watch her because I'm like, you don't know what your face reminds me of.
So one time the husband was driving, the three kids were in the back. This was only like 3 or 4 years ago. I'm in the passenger seat, minding my own flipping business, reading a book. I was fine. We had 20 more miles to home. Nothing bad could happen, right? All of a sudden, I don't know, eagle, turkey, I don't know what it was, dropped a massive prey on the windshield as we're driving. And I started screaming. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up. And I couldn't look at it. And Brian had to pull the car over and like scrape off the windshield. I'm like,
oh my
sitting
gosh.
In the back like, oh my gosh, I was so sick. And so Chloe's like, Mom, remember that one time? I was like, Chloe, you better not. Ooh, my kids know it.
Oh.
Eat it. Dude, it was filthy.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You didn't take it home and like eat it?
No, roadkill. No, I served it up at the local restaurant.
We got some cafe. Chick-fil-A tonight.
I wish.
Dang, no, yeah, she...
I feel like you could just hit up the local witch doctor if you need to handle your dental fear, too.
Yeah, that might be what I need. I've seen some magic drops like you did.
Yeah, I wonder where she got those. Better not ask.
Better not ask. You don't want to know the truth.
You're too weak for the truth.
You're too weak for
I remember it was like a glass bottle.
Yeah.
With a dropper, and it had instructions on there.
And this was before like...
This was real voodoo probably then.
This is before marijuana was a big deal and...
Yeah.
Those magic...
It was like, to get rid of seagull fear, drop 10 drops under your tongue every day. And I did it.
That's awesome. How old were you?
I was probably like 14.
Huh.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
That's interesting. That explains it all, right?
I know. My... Wow.
What did it taste like?
It was like, I still remember it. Like, I literally can. It was just like an oily taste.
Hmm.
Not like canola oil or vegetable oil.
Like a peppermint oil?
No. Maybe I should try the olive oil and see if it was similar.
So here's a bird story that freaked me out last year. So, I had been working all day, like we had had flooding in the basement, different issues, and just like super stressed, tired, and getting ready to go to bed. And I look out the window. It was literally just like a year ago this month. Look out the window. And for people that don't know, we've got two bunnies in our backyard. They both suck because they're not really pets at this point. They're just kind of these little creatures that live out there. We call it our bunny aquarium because all we can do is watch them. But, we got these two rabbits in the backyard, And I look outside and I see this massive owl like hanging out on the pole of the trampoline. And it's just looking down, and the rabbits are sitting there just hopping around, like eating the grass and stuff. And this owl is just watching it. So I run out there because I'm like, we'd had two bunnies die earlier in the summer, and I don't know why we tried it again, but so I thought I didn't want like this massive bunny mess in my yard or two bunnies to be disappeared the next morning. Nowadays, I wish the owl would come back, but I run out there and I'm like waving my arms. I'm like, hey, and it doesn't move. It just stares at me. And this thing is huge. I mean, this thing, I would have sworn it was like 30 feet tall, not that tall, but it was like foot and a half tall.
They're scary. Pretty tall.
They are. And it's just looking at me. Finally, I find something and I throw it. And like, then it flies over, but it just goes into the neighboring tree. So I'm still like throwing stuff, and eventually it like swoops away. So I go back inside and getting ready to go to bed again. And then I look out and it's moved spots. It's come back. Ooh, and it's moved spots. Sneaky. And it's still just like watching the rabbits. And I'm like, holy crap. So I have to go back out there again.
Holy crap.
It's like freaking me out. Like I finally took a picture like out the window, because the next morning I'm like, was that even real? Was I just like tripping at like this demon owl that was like looking at me?
Creepy.
You know me. I have some weird dreams, and I also have some like weird sleepwalking stuff that we could talk about in the future.
That's another story.
That's another story. So was I sleepwalking, and did I see demon owls in my backyard? Right.
Creepy, man.
But it's like looking over there. So I was throwing stuff again, and then I finally just sat out in the yard for like 40 minutes. Keeping watch over my little bunny flock.
You're a hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot. But yeah, birds can be freaky.
Yeah, man. Birds of prey. That's...
birds of prey. But I was looking up, there's all kinds of funny bird names. Have you seen all the bird names?
No.
You have?
I don't just go searching out birds.
Well, I just decided, you know, while you were chatting, you have goat sucker. You have bog sucker.
Goat sucker.
You little goat sucker. Then you have bustard. It's not a
bustard.
It's like bustard.
It's a bustard?
Yeah, it's not a buzzard. It's like a bustard.
You bustard.
You have the horned screamer.
I feel like... That's funny.
You've got, this is a favorite one, bush tit.
It's embarrassing. How do you think that bird feels?
I know. Poor little guy. I'm
picking on it, and its freaking name is what?
Well, bush tit.
Bush tit. He's like, yeah, bush people tit. Are looking at me, calling me bush tit, and you're over here crying bog about sucker. Birds. Bog sucker.
I just feel like this bird sat around and we're calling each other names, right?
Yeah.
You've got...
That's hilarious.
I don't even know how to say this one, so I'm totally going to butcher it, but Dick Sissel.
Oh, shoot. That's too bad.
And then just your classic boobies.
Boobies.
So, yeah, there's some...
That's hilarious.
I don't know who got to name these, but I kind of feel like I wish I could have been the one naming some birds. I don't think I would have come up with names as good as those. Bush tit's pretty good.
That is worth my time. Oh.
And I feel like people need to search. Go search funny bird names, because people are going to be like, Ryan, are you serious? Yeah, it pops up. Yeah. I'm just trying to find reasons to say bush tit, you know?
Yeah. So I do have a call sign.
Do you?
Yeah, I do that. And then people know that I'm coming.
Well, that's like my call sign, because my last name is Hawks.
Yeah.
Like I was playing basketball one time. I'm not
afraid of you.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. I'm not afraid of you, even though you worked at a dental office, but.
All right.
Fair yeah. Enough. But yeah. So I'll have people go, caca, because my last name's Hawks, but.
That's literally what I do.
Caca.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Blue-footed booby, Andean cock of the rock.
That's funny. Is that where you got his name?
This one's also got great tit.
Bird names listed A to Z.
Yeah.
The ostrich is one of the scariest birds. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's a freaky bird. That's like a dinosaur bird. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let's go and see this lady's ostrich on a field trip. Oh, heck yeah. I want to put me right in the ground. Freaking 7-year-old kid with those freaking scary feathers.
Oh, I feel so sad for you.
Ostrich? I know. Ostrich eggs are huge. That's nasty.
Well, that seems like a great thing. I mean,
I know people love to be like, I'm going to only crack one egg for an entire family of 12.
Yeah,
that's
really.
That's disgusting.
Why? That sounds amazing.
You're like, hey, I just got you this dinosaur egg for dinner.
Here's an omelet gross. For days.
Yeah.
But they are terrifying birds. Like, you think about, like, how tall are they? How tall is an ostrich? Like, that's a big bird. Yeah. Yeah,
we're not talking no Sesame Street bird here. I mean, that is a seriously scary. And flamingos.
Oh, yeah.
Those poor little things standing on those tiny little pegs. They're long pegs, but their bodies are big and they have to carry all that weight. I feel like that should be a new saying, you know, like carrying on all the world on my shoulders. No, it's more like... You've got this. Look at them tiny legs and that big old body that's got to carry around.
Well, I feel like ostriches did a lot better in that route because, like, ostriches got like thunder thighs going on.
Yeah.
But yeah. Flamingos are kind of toothpicks going on.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, everyone's looking at us because we're super pink and we have those skinny little legs.
Just like little bamboo sticks
Bird
going
legs,
on.
Legs, literally.
Yeah. Well, so I looked it up. We have the scientific name of an ostrich. It's Struthio camelus. And the classification is bird, in case you were wondering. Do you know how long ostriches can live? According to National Geographic Kids, 30 to 40 years.
That's like my
whole lifespan.
That
feels like a really long time. It is. That's as long as I've been alive. Like, you could have had a pet ostrich when you were a baby, and it would just, you might still have it. So
there,
you want
to there's a lady in town that legit still has it.
That's crazy.
I don't like
that lives forever.
Stresses me out. That stresses me out more than a seagull ever would. I feel like.
Yeah, that's insane. It says that they can run like 70 miles an hour or something. That's insane. Is that real?
And they were like, "Don't get too close to the ostrich, kids. But come over here for our field trip."
Because that's smart for children to do.
Do people really ride on them?
I don't know if I've ever seen a person ride an ostrich.
Did I just make that up in my dreams?
Probably, because it says, how much do they weigh? Because I don't know. Because even though like birds look big, sometimes they're not like girthy, you know?
Girthy. She's got big girthy hips. I just feel like, and their eyes are so beady and creepy.
Well, yeah, I searched ostrich and like the first picture came up and it's just like,
I know I have big eyes, but I mean.
It looks like you can ride an ostrich.
Right on. I think I would be too afraid to get on there.
I wouldn't be afraid of getting on. I wouldn't be afraid to get on. I'd be afraid to get off because then it can get me.
Yeah, I hate it. I wonder if they could see behind them with those eyes.
Oh, I'm sure it can see everywhere. It can see right into your soul and your deepest fears.
Don't look at the bird because that's how I am. When like those chickens come up to me on the res,
it knows
like,
you. Peacock,
yeah, I'm like, you know, it can sense my fears.
It's coming for you. It's coming for you.
I'll go ahead and try it. Pepper spray.
That's terrifying, the dreams and experiences you've had.
That's okay. I've overcome it.
Well, that is great. That's a story of resilience on your part. It's a story of bouncing back.
Yeah, when life can't get any worse, you can just bounce back.
You just bounce back. You don't let them birds hold you back.
No.
You try to think of a good pun. What's a good pun in there? You
ride the wind like an ostrich.
There you go. There you go.
Ride the wind like you're on the back of an ostrich.
Yeah, you turn those fears into a ostrich flying. Oh, ostriches don't fly.
But can they?
I don't think so. That would be extra terrifying.
They would have to have some big wings, huh?
Like, imagine seagulls, but picture they're all ostriches.
I don't want to. I have boundaries, and that's one of them.
That should be one. Like, seagulls ain't got no boundaries. Seagulls ain't got no boundaries whatsoever.
They're like the freaking monkey of the park, man. Well, that just comes up and snatches people's food.
I know. And I know there's like some important symbolic nature of seagulls for Utah, but it's just kind of a trash bird, isn't it? Well, yeah. And so good for them. But like, it just doesn't seem like the most regal, awesome bird, you know?
I mean, there's some cool birds out there. I'll give it that. But I'm not about this.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not eating an ostrich egg. I ain't got time for that.
I would give it a try.
No, I'm not even hungry.
If it was the last thing on earth, you wouldn't eat an ostrich egg?
No, maybe if it was in a tortilla.
A little breakfast burrito, ostrich?
I'd eat almost anything in a tortilla.
Do you think you would be able to taste the difference between an ostrich egg and a regular egg?
I would fool myself into believing so.
Like, because I want to do a taste testing thing someday when I can afford an ostrich egg.
I know. What's the market like on those?
Yeah, I wonder, like, how much is an ostrich egg?
Look it up. Like, we don't even have to have a dictionary around. You have it right there.
I do. Ostrich meat. Nope, that's so, isn't it?
Yeah, do people eat ostrich meat? Probably lives too long. It's probably too tough.
I looked how much is ostrich meat, and it appears on a marujohills.com, you can get an ostrich steak for $13.88.
Sick.
Yeah. As far as eggs goes, the first thing that came up is, it says, how big are they? 6 inches. I want to know how much they cost. Eggs. Oh, man. So our price on exoticmeatmarket.com, what would be your guess for an ostrich egg?
$26.
More.
Well, because an average six-pack of eggs is like thrice the price it used to be.
Yeah, it got a lot more expensive.
Well, yeah, because there was like that bird, whatever.
So more than 26. It's higher.
Okay, $72.
More than 72.
No way.
Yeah.
For one or a six pack?
This just says our price. I think it just says one ostrich egg.
$97.43.
More.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
That's why you shouldn't go eating them.
$199.99. So wow, I'm gonna have to save up my pennies. Enjoy that with
Fred Flintstone.
Well, I'd say on all these exotic meats.
But wait, how do they? I mean, like one out of every egg doesn't have an embryo, or like how does that work?
I'm definitely not an expert in that. Expert.
Excellent.
Just, crack a yolk. Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know, because is it just like chickens where they just don't get fertilized?
I don't really
know
how that works either, because it's all weird to me.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I pretend to know, but I don't really know.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, there's a sick, I can't do it, man.
Just can't process it.
I just hate it.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't picture life without eggs, but one of these days, we're going to save up. We'll have an ostrich egg for you.
Well, girl damn near ruined it for me. She said she did. I already had issues, right? And then she proceeds to tell me she worked on an egg farm. It was a chicken farm, and she had to go through all the eggs, and she had to separate the yolk from that white sack thing. Embryo. Here I am, a nurse. That white sack thing. I don't know.
It's very medical.
Ew.
Oh, man.
That's about it for today.
I think we covered it. I think we went as far as we could on that one, so
excellent.
We'll give a official salute to birds. All them American bush tits out there.
That's so funny. I'm getting that bumper sticker next week.
You got a lot of bumper stickers to get. You got Here's the Thing. I love my blue-footed boobies.
You don't have to put them on your car. You can just put them on your water bottle, your emotional support water bottle.
Yeah. That's a good idea. People are going to be asking you about the bush tip water bottle.
Bush tip water bottle coming up. Over and out.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening to You, Me, Anthropology. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified of future episodes. Be sure to leave a review to help others find us. For topic suggestions and well wishes, shoot us an email at youmeanthropology@gmail.com. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast locations. Yeet.